As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2022. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Board of Education President Stan Reeser. Welcome to Issues 22. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Good morning. Good to be here.
You've been on the Wichita School Board since 2017, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And president since 2021?
Yes.
Okay, right through the pandemic. Way to go.
Yes, there was a couple transition periods there that we were trying to recover from, and it's been a challenge, but it's been a worthwhile effort for these kids.
You know, I think there are people who ask me now and then, why those people on the Board of Education, they need to earn their pay. What? as you well know, it's a voluntary thing, but how do you actually make your living, Stan?
You're absolutely correct on that. It's a voluntary position in that that's actually even by Kansas statute. It's not by anyone's choice other than the Kansas legislature decided this a long time ago. And it's been a philosophy that I think has worked in that when you get into something as important as education, it's slightly different. You do not want to get people onto the Board of Education who are doing this as either a career in politics or a career in just making a living. You really have to, it's almost like a glorified high-level PTA. They called it PTA back in my day. Now it's called PTOs. But it's basically a volunteer, and it really seems to work well for the system. But it is a challenge because I tell people who are thinking about someday running for BOE, if you do it the right way, it truly does kind of become a full-time job, and there is no other, you will have to have another job or some other situation. I actually work logistics and supplies with Ascension Via Christi St. Francis. And I think I'm the only person that holds any local office that actually makes his living by clocking in and out. So I'm kind of proud of that fact, but I'm trying to prove that the average person can be involved in local government and work for their fellow citizens, but it has been a challenge at times.
Now, are you a graduate of Wichita Public School System?
Yes, I am. I graduated from Wichita South in 1980. And then I was a non-traditional student at Wichita State University and graduated from Wichita State University in 1988. So I was a part-time student for 8 years.
And that's the way a lot of people do it.
I'm kind of like that line from that guy from Tommy Boy where he says, well, a lot of people graduate in 8 years. Yeah, they're called doctors.
Yeah. Well, what motivated you to run for a seat on the school board, Dan?
Well, I tell you, I was I've always been interested in education. I am a strong believer in that community. You cannot have a great community without having great schools, and you can't have a great schools without having a great community. And so it was just an opportunity that that came up that I it was my time to give back to the community. I've lived in this community since 1970, and I've reaped a lot of benefits from it, and it was time to give back.
Now, you represent District 4. What is that geographic area?
That is basically the feeder system for West High and South High. So you're basically talking about elementary schools, the boundaries of elementary schools that go from their elementary schools to their middle school, which is, you know, Truesdell, and traditionally it was Allison, which is now a Magnet, but and then to West High and South High. So basically everything south and west of downtown Wichita, southwest Wichita.
How would you describe the impact of the COVID pandemic on Wichita Public Schools?
It has been a it has been a dip. I think we have seen some we have seen some drops in standardized testing. We've seen some extra challenges when it comes to I think even our graduation rate may see a small dip this year compared to 21 and then 20. But the good news is that we are being shown or being told that our summer graduation is going to be one of the largest summer graduating classes we've ever had. And so what that is saying basically is if we did take a hit, it hurt these kids on trying to learn remotely for a good year, and that even when we got kids back into the actual buildings, there was some catch-up time. The good news is, though, after this summer, we should be in pretty good shape, and we've got a strong, robust summer program going on. And we should be pretty much back on track when we start the school year in August of 22.
A couple of those school board meetings were a little intense here the last year or so. What were you thinking as some of our citizens grew, well, a little excited?
Well, it was a very interesting time. It was, it was interesting in that I thought, you know, here are some people that I normally don't get to meet. we have a wide spectrum of political philosophies in this city. And again, this is what public education is so great about, is that you have to try to represent the whole spectrum. You cannot, and that's another reason why I think school boards should stay voluntary, is because you do not want to turn these into partisan battles. So it was actually kind of a neat little challenge. It was kind of an experiment in citizenship on how to conduct these meetings. And I think we pulled it off. When you compare what happened at some public school board of education meetings throughout the country, I think Wichita really showed what we were about, in that we searched for the middle. Moderation, that's not to say tempers don't flare at time, and we did have some challenges, but it seems like everyone's fairly satisfied now that we are you know, back into the full swing, and we're hoping for better days ahead.
So how did you keep your cool? What did you tell yourself when people are getting a little crazy?
Well, you know what? I kept in mind some of our, historical leaders we've had in Kansas, whether they're on the business side or the political side or just community leader side. The leaders that have always done the best in the state of Kansas are the ones who are always kind of have a cool head about them. I think of Nancy Landon Kassebaum. I mean, you never saw her raise her voice at anyone or get mad at anyone. You know, Bob Dole in his early days was a firebrand, but, you know, in his later days, he was always kind of trying to get people together as opposed to dividing people. And then on the other side, you got one of the most popular governors we ever had, Sebelius, and even our current governor, Laura Kelly. I mean, they're very even-tempered, and that's what Kansans like. And so that's one thing that I was just kind of keeping my mind on.
The school year is nearly over. How would you describe the current 2021-22 school year for USD 259?
It's been a challenge. It's a time of catch up, but it's also been some very great achievements as well. We just recently rededicated the alumni wing at West High High School. Great Hall of Fame there, and also it's a chance to develop and bring the old West High together with the new West High. But it reminded me that we've got some of the best engineering scores at West High and the whole city. We have an engineering pathway at West High, and they have some of the greatest scores and tests that we have in that area. And I think many times people forget that, you know, when you think of West High, you know, engineering doesn't come to your first thing in your mind. But the reality is these kids have some great talents in that area, and we have developed some great pathways and some great academies in all our high schools, and there is more opportunity for students nowadays than there ever has been in the past. And the great thing about it is our kids have been rising to the challenge. I was at the South High graduation last night, and they were talking about all the things they had to overcome. And it really has proven that this class has met those obstacles, and I'm very optimistic about the future.
You're listening to Issues 2022 on the Odyssey radio stations. Our guest is Wichita Board of Education President Stan Reeser. USD 259 enrollment, just over 50,000 now? Is that correct?
Well, that was our height. We are actually at 46,000, and this is a continuing trend that is the population level of Wichita has not grown much in the last decade. I think from the 2010 census to the 2020 census, we have only had slightly over 1% population growth. Birth rates are down, and people are having smaller families. I was just comparing some graduation classes from 1965 to modern day, and it just, that baby boom was real. it was a large number, and so we are at about 46,000 students now. We are going to, in the past, we have been budgeting for the 50,000 students, but we are adjusting our budget now to, we're going to start thinking more in the range of 45, 46, 47,000.
Yeah, baby boom generation. We had we sent four of them over there through the school system. How big was that boom? How many kids were there in the 50s and 60s?
Well, there was a graduating class of 65, I think, that that I was looking at last night from East High. That was 902 students. The graduating class I did last night at South High basically around 300. So you are talking about a great number, lot smaller numbers. Of course, back in the 60s, the Wichita Public Schools was really about the only game in town anyway. But now you have major suburbs, and they're great neighbors. We have some great schools in Derby, and we have some great schools in Andover, great schools in Mays, and the list goes on and on. There's a lot more opportunities for people to live in different areas. But Wichita has still been able to keep up with those suburb schools. You know, some great people on the Board of Education were far thinking on the bond issues, and we've been able to keep our facilities now. And so it's kind of a challenge now, just making sure and marketing our schools so that people understand that there are great opportunities in Wichita Public Schools as well. And that kind of goes back to what my original thought was, is that you have to keep your community somewhere that people want to live in so that you can have great schools. So again, communities and schools are intertwined and very critical for each other. And that's another reason why we're trying to do a better job of connecting alumni to their old schools. When I write about visiting a school, I'm amazed every time that I get comments back that says, oh, I went to that school. And there's almost like there's a great urge to connect to their old schools. And they're excited to hear that things are still going on. Big things are still happening at Mayberry Middle School or that kind of thing. So it's very exciting.
The students in Wichita schools include a wide range of ethnicity. What are the challenges of educating such a diverse group of kids?
It is. It is. We have over 100 languages spoken in our hallways. Now, obviously not. There are some languages that are still far more prevalent than others. But, we even have now we have some new students from Afghanistan. The diversity is still very great, but I think that's our greatest strength in that when I was talking to my middle daughter, it was time to enroll her kids in school, and she was kind of picking between some school districts. I said, one thing to consider is when your children get out of school, what type of workforce will they be in? Will they be in a workforce where everyone is exact same culturally? And the answer generally is no. So we have the opportunity of showing our parents and our children the world. And if you think even beyond Wichita and what education is designed to do, we think our diversity is a great strength to help these kids get into their careers and their jobs once they get out of our schools.
Do Wichita schools teach critical race theory, Stan?
They do not. We do not. And matter of fact, since that topic came up in recent elections, I've had a chance to read about it. And basically, the bottom line is that when you get into something that's called a theory, you're talking about master's level work. Because I took a lot of history courses, even at Wichita State University, and I was trying to think whether or not any of that fit into critical race theory, that type of thing, such as the 1619 Project. That type of thing. And the bottom line is, before you start really getting into that, where you're actually dividing history up into little subsections, you are basically going to have to be at the master's level. So we are not teaching that at the high school level and the middle school level history because of the fact that it's just not at that level that you can even teach at the primary grades.
So how are the schools dealing with the other big issue, gender identity?
That is a Gender identity is basically kind of handled at the school level. We follow all the guidelines that on sports, we follow all the guidelines from the Kansas sports group that regulate Kansas high school sports. So whatever their rules are, we follow them. And then we do it at the high school level and on gender identity is we follow what the family and the students are telling us and then what our Kansas laws dictate that we follow.
How do USD 259 test scores compare with other Kansas schools, or can they be compared?
It is tough to compare apples to apples because of the fact our diversity and our poverty level does for us. The good news is, though, that the students we send to college do just as well as the students that may come from a more of a fluent urban. The difference is you can go to KU with slightly different grades off of a standardized test. But the end result ends up being that they both end up graduating from with honors. And what we found time after time after time is that people tend to get hung up on a standardized test, which, don't get me wrong, we have to have those. We have to know where we stand. But just because a student shows up with a less than college ready score does not mean they cannot succeed in college. And in many cases, we end up finding that they do. And that's one thing the Kansas Department of Education is insisting that all public schools do now, is that we do a better job of tracking how our students do after high school. In the old days, Steve, when you and I graduated, they would have never paid attention to us on what we did afterwards. But now we can do a better tracking of finding out, did we get them ready to attend Wichita State, Newman, Friends, whatever university they choose to go to? And then also trade schools. Are they getting something beyond high school? And then are they succeeding beyond high school? And what we found is that the Wichita Public Schools are doing just as well, if not better, than some other school districts.
Any problems hiring and retaining good teachers right now?
No, we have found that our retention rate is about level of what they've been in the last 3 to 4 years. Ironically, the worst dip we had, and this was actually before I was on the school board, and I'm not trying to get political here, but the worst dip we ever had was during the Sam Brownback years, when it really felt like public education was constantly under attack up in Topeka. There's still some remnants of that going on in the Kansas legislature, but overall, throughout the years, we found we've done a better job of letting our legislators know what we are trying to do in the public schools. And so those problem with retention has dropped. The weird part that people forget about teacher retention is that we get, like we were talking about population, there's actually we are able to manage those retention problems from time to time because there are fewer students. And so we adjust. We may have to tell a third grade teacher at a particular school, we still need you as a third grade teacher, But there was a retirement over at this school, and they need a third grade teacher. And so we asked them to move to a different school. So far it's been very manageable. But that's not to say that teaching today is not a challenge, because it is, because of the fact that you are torn in so many different directions as an educator nowadays. Society is asking them to be everything,
right,
from counselors to teaching their subjects to being a nurse. To understanding their cultural
Pete, we're out of time, but we appreciate what you're saying. Thank you for being with us. Our guest,
you bet, Steve,
Wichita Board of Education President Stan Reeser. That's all for this edition of Issues 2022. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.